Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, I'm glad to be back. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to do a podcast. Back today with your February 24th card at Gulfstream Park. It's a Wednesday. Sunday had a pretty solid day, 10 of 11 on the card overall. A couple of them were top choice winners. The rest were unders on a day where the late pick five gave it out and it paid $2,800. So hope somebody had it. Let's see if we can repeat that success today. Race one, maiden claimer, 7.5 on the turf. Top choice is going to go to number 7, Union Park Gal. This is an Irish horse for Rudy Brissett. Edgar Zayas on the mound should have this horse running at front end here. And, you know, we know that's a positive thing at Gulfstream Park. Should have enough front end speed to get it done. Number 10, Sweet Felicia, will be my second choice. Probably will be a little bit off the pace unless Gaffley Owen can get this horse involved early from the outside. And that would actually benefit this horse, I think, to be involved early. So let's see if that happens. Number 8, Not Tonight Bobby for Jane Zabelli, Jose Ortiz. As we know, Jose Ortiz has had trouble this meet, only winning at 13%. Not typical for him. So he may get on a heater here pretty soon, and this is a horse that could start off a good day for him. Going over to race 2, 7 furlong claimers. These horses are 4-year-olds and upwards. A pretty open race. Narrowed it down to 4 possible contenders. I like number 1, High Heater on top. Peter Walder, Miguel Vasquez. Moving turf to dirt. Interesting for a horse that has so many races, most of which have been on turf. Coming back to a dirt race here, dropping in class. I think it could be a nice angle. Also dropping it back a little bit in distance, which is what I like here, the slight cutback. And Walder's pretty good with that angle. Number 6, Sandy's Blaze, Sano and Irad. Picking up a little more distance, has run this distance twice and has run first and second. So that's a positive here. Front runner, Irad knows how to handle these horses on the front end, so definitely one that needs to be on your ticket. Number 3, Man of Vision, morning line favorite, is 3-for-4 at Gulfstream, and actually 4-for-7 lifetime, 6 in the money finishes. Another horse that will be forwardly placed, should be right off the edge. Spats is 32% with last out winners. Could just be those three, but I think number 5, Surf Shack, is worth a look as well for Walder and Lannery. These guys are 50% right now with each other, running well. First off the claim, 33% for Walder. So give number 5, Surf Shack, a good look. It's a good race. 3-5 furlongs on the turf. Maiden claimers, 25,000. Top choice is going to go to number 6, Into Candy. This is out of Into Mischief. Has one race under her belt and was kind of empty according to the running line here. But this is a drop, pretty significant drop in class. And I think that will be the difference. Number 5, Suge, is my second choice for Nixon Gaffleone. Obviously has speed figures higher than everybody else, adding blinkers. 29% move for Nix, so this horse may just run away with it if you don't like the class dropper. Number 1, Alluring Roomba, may not have a chance at the win here, but should be involved. This horse is 3-for-4 with running third place at the distance. This horse in 7 career starts has finished third 5 times. So likes to be involved. Just doesn't like to get beyond third place. So consider that as you make your bets. Race number four is a maiden $50,000 sprint of 6 furlongs on the dirt. Number four, Awesome Pudding, first time starter out of Awesome, of course. It's going to be my top choice for Jacks or Better Farms. Breeders, trainers on this one. Has some nice works coming in. Should be ready to go for Ralph Nix. Number five, Perspective, second choice, Gargan and Saez. Gargan is 50% first claim, so definitely something you've got to consider here as you look at this race. This horse will be ready to go. And then we're going to look to the outside. Not all the way to the outside, but close to it. Number seven, Royal War, first-time starter, Kathleen O'Connor, Irad Ortiz. Had a declaration of war. Steady works. This horse should be ready to go. Pretty open race, though. It's one of those I could see you hitting the all button if you don't want to take a shot with one of these maidens. Not highly confident in any of them. Race five, mile optional claimer, 16,000. Going to go with the Torpedo with the top choice, which is number seven. Robin Take Charge. Lionel Reyes is on this horse, who lost the rider last time out. This horse had some great efforts, then had a bad effort, stumbled last time. So you're taking a risk here because this horse has had a couple of bad starts. But if he can get back to his previous form, could be someone to reckon with here at 10-1. Number two, Brasstown, will be my second choice. 8-5 on the morning line. Sano and Zayas, forwardly placed horse. Beaten favorite last time out, but was a favorite and won the time before that. Definitely has a shot here. Can't leave this horse off your ticket. Number three, Candy Crushem, Walensky, Saez. Ran against several of these last time. Ran a solid race, finished fourth. Does have the talent to win, as does number one, Nacho Papa, Carlos David, Angel Arroyo. This horse was a beaten favorite last time out. Does have a good amount of speed, so this horse could be up right in the mix from the beginning. I would not leave this horse off of your ticket. Race six, 5 furlong on the turf, $50,000 maiden claimers. I'm going to go to number seven, top choice here, Mach 1, Wesley Ward, John Velasquez, scheduled to ride. This horse ran third, was disqualified, however, and was placed fifth. Second start for Ward, 25%. It's the next out winner in this race that won the previous race, so I think Mach 1 is primed for a good effort in a pretty weak field. This 5 furlong dash. Number one, Navy Pier, is an interesting play. Asmussen used to train this horse over with Cheryl Weinbaugh, 21%, dropping in class, and also switching surface only because it was washed off the turf last time. So I think number one, Navy Pier, offers some value here. Number four, Alato, is Antonio Sano, Irad Ortiz, has run second twice in a row. Definitely a talented horse, will be involved later in this race. Seems to be more of a late-running horse, and we'll need to catch a little bit of a trip, but definitely one to consider. Race 7, 6 furlong, $35,000 claimers. Number 2, Nicole Princess at 8-1 is my top choice for Sano and Zayas. Front-running type off of the bullet work. Won the maiden. Lost in a claiming race and actually gets a little jump up here based off of those efforts. And, I think that's an interesting move. So I think this horse should be ready to do something. Number four, Sunshine City, Gargan and Gaff Leon will be the second choice. Beaten favorite last time out, adds blinkers. Did race with blinkers once in Great Britain in a stakes race. Ran ninth with Frankie Dettori. Although that was a high-quality race compared to this group here. Used to be trained by Wesley Ward. And Gargan, again, is 50% first on the claim, 22% blinkers on. Lots of things to like about this horse. Number three, Include the Beast, out of the Big Beast for Marcial Navarro, Irad Ortiz on the mount. 1-2 back, had a solid effort moving up into allowance company last out and ran fourth. Definitely a major player here. I think you can go with those three and be pretty safe in this race. And hopefully get value with the two horse. Race number 8, mile and a 16th, claiming on the turf. You're going to go to number 2, Noble Indy, Todd Pletcher. This horse is one that has almost won $1 million. You'll remember this horse was on the trail at one time, has moved onto the turf, and had a pretty decent career, I think, on the turf. You know, you look at the amount of money this horse has made. Finally going up for a claim here. Was up for a claim last time at 50,000. Ran second. Takes a little bit of drop here for 35. You know, I wouldn't argue with you for avoiding Pletcher's from claimers moving down in the same claiming rank. You know, if you go special weight to claimer, or, you know, that's a different kind of drop. So I bet his stats are not as good on these types of drops. So we'll see. Number 6, Tis a Runner would be my second choice. Has not run since September for Lynch and Leperoux. Has the speed figures to be competitive. It's just a matter of whether this horse is ready to roll or not. 11% off of this type of layoff for Lynch. So a 1 in 10 shot here. But the horse does have some good speed, so that could be a difference maker. Number 5, Counter Offer, Ian Wilkes. And I'm sorry. Yeah, number 5. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong race here. Counter Offer, Ian Wilkes, Corey Lannery. Lots to like about this horse with the late running style. I think this horse could make a nice move late in the race. Just is going to be needing a little bit of speed. I'm not sure there will be enough, but there could be. You know, somebody's going to go out to the lead on this turf course. That's a pretty standard kind of deal at Gulfstream. And could set up for a late run, but that's why I have as a third choice. If there was a little more speed, I'd definitely have this horse rated higher. Race number 9, 1 mile claimer, 20,000 on the dirt. Horse number 4, Causalistic. Maker and Zayas is my top choice. Coming off a nice effort at this level. Ran second last out. Noble Empire will be my second choice. Zerpa and Irad Ortiz. 23% first off the claim for Zerpa. Horse is coming off of a win. A little bit lower level and bumping up after being odds-on favorite last time. Did get the win, so let's see if Zerpa can bump up Noble Empire a little bit. Number 7, Rocket Blast, is another interesting play. Didn't fare too well in allowance company off the shelf. However, I think does have some early speed that could pop here for Nixon Jaramillo. These guys are 22% together and does have the speed to get out and go. So that, I think that be interesting to see if this horse can do that here today. In the finale, 5 furlong turf optional, starter optional claiming. So we don't get our usual maiden claimer to end the day. We get an optional claimer, a tough race at 5 furlong. But I do like the morning line favorite, Nitro Time number 7 for Safi Joseph and Tyler Gaffleone, coming off 3 wins in a row. Has just looked fantastic. See no reason why that cannot continue today. Though number 5, Chasm for Michael Maker, is off 2 wins in a row, improving buyer figures. Definitely a force to be contended with. And one who will offer some value maybe. Maybe. Number 4, Kent Staros, Terry Pompey, Edgar Zayas. This horse won by 14 lengths on debut. not on the turf, moves over to turf, so not a huge angle for Pompeii, a 0% angle, in fact, but Canthro's horses can make a nice move to the dirt, I mean to the turf, and this horse obviously has some speed. So, well, I think number 7 is pretty solid here. It could be vulnerable with a lot of early speed. All right, made it nice, short, and quick for you today. Hope you get some winners, and hope to be back at it for Thursday's card as well. Thanks for checking me out.